this session recorded?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. And the documents that we left with you, would that be part of the record? So if we choose to appeal, we'll have all our documents in the record as well?
It'll be, the audio would be recorded saying that you gave us those documents, and if we reference them in any way, yes.
Okay, can I stay after and on the recorder just list what we provided?
And I referenced the letter in my talking stuff too.
Would you like for us to enter into the record the documents that were provided?
If you would.
I don't mind doing that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, hold on. Make sure we have everything. What all was...
First exhibit was Mike's letter from the assessor.
That's this one?
Yes. And then I gave you the pin document.
I think Sheila has that.
Okay.
What was part
of it? Do you have the
big
documents?
That was part of it. It was 4 pages all together.
Is this all of it?
I think so.
Yep.
Here.
Okay.
I believe.
Well, that wasn't presented to us during the public hearing. Now, there's a declaration that was. Where's that declaration? Where's the rest of that?
That was in the files. That's all right.
People in the gallery, please understand. We're still in session.
We're
still in session. So, thank you guys. So this is the declaration of Briarwood. This was presented, and I don't know who presented it.
It was in the files.
Scott.
Okay.
With the application.
So anything that Scott had, anything that's in that file would be a part of the record, yes.
Okay.
So do you want me to specifically, are these three items, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Move to enter into the record the declaration of Briarwood on Lake Tinicumbo Condominium as presented. The letter provided to Mr.
Ziga
by Susan Chapman, the Taney County Assessor. And the 4 pages related to from Taney County Beacon relating to the
two of the six
parcels there at Briarwood, as presented.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
We have a second. Yeah, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
These?
No, those need to go in.
Yeah, those need.
All right, I'll That's stick them right in here.
We're still Sheila.
You ready to move on down the agenda?
Yep.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 465893 through 465949, warrant 7836 through 7838, and 4 journal entries or transfers. Excuse me, I'll amend my motion to take out check number 465913. Do we have a second?
We have a second.
So your motion was what, sir?
To take out that.
My motion was 465893 through 465949, warrant 7836 through 7838, 4 journal entries and transfers, but taking out check number 465913.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 465913.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes for December 13th and 15th of 2021 and executive session minutes for December 13th, 2021.
Do you have any questions in executive?
Did you say you do?
I said, do you have any questions in executive?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not looking at it. Give me 1 second, please. No, I haven't.
Move to approve executive session minutes, December 13th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes, December 13th and December 15th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning. Just a few updates from the Taney County Health Department. We are currently hiring a full-time accountant, so you'll see that position posted on our website. We did get our 2022 staffing plan approved at our last board meeting, and one of the new positions that we're excited that we'll be adding on is an epidemiologist/data analyst, and so that is in response to our COVID work. We realized that was a piece that we really needed to strengthen. So we're looking at adding that to our staffing plan in 22. We're real excited to have that. As far as COVID goes, just a few updates there as well. Of course, we're watching the activity on the new variant, Omicron, and it is a variant of concern. It has not been found in Taney County as of this morning. I think that they have found it in 3 to 4 counties throughout Missouri. They were actually detected it through the sewer shed studies. So we're watching that pretty closely to see, you know, when and if that arrives here. So definitely keeping an eye on that. It is thought to be more contagious than the Delta variant. However, they're at this point in time do not believe it to be as severe of an illness, which that is good news. We did see a small increase in our cases as we kind of went through November and came into December. That has now plateaued, which is great. On average, we saw about 60 new cases a day during the 12, 10 to 16 dates. So, of course, we use a state website and look at our average on a weekly basis. That kind of, you know, accounts for, you know, your highs and lows. So our average as of that date there, the 10th through 16th of December, was about 16 new cases per day. And, of course, that's through the PCR testing, which is, you know, kind of the gold standard. We are still offering booster clinics through the Taney County Health Department. We have seen an increase in interest in those. We've actually had several of our clinics have booked completely. So that's something that is changed from the last time we presented to you all. So that's good news. Folks are getting vaccinated. We are offering first, second, and third doses. So individuals that want to come to one of our booster clinics, if they're looking for a first dose, we will certainly provide that as well. As far as where we're sitting as a county, we've had 44% of Taney County residents have initiated vaccination, and 39.5% have completed their vaccination series. We are offering vaccinations for children, that 5 to 11 range. So that's something that we're doing actually in the office. So individuals that are interested in that can give us a call, and we can get them scheduled for one of our upcoming clinics. Just a quick update on our Women, Infants, and Children program. We have had an increase of the fruit and vegetable package, and that was in question whether that was going to continue into 22, and so that's something that will continue through March of 22. Basically, with the food vouchers that individuals get through that program, they're going to be able to purchase more fruit and vegetables than they had been in the past, so that's excellent news. And then something new for 22 that we'll be launching, of course, it's through the State Health Department, so this will be launching statewide, to my understanding. But our WIC programs will be partnering with participating farmers markets across the state. So we'll be reaching out to some of our local farmer markets to see if they'll be able to accept those the WIC benefits there. So that's something that we're excited to launch in 22 and hoping that our farmers markets will partner with us on that. Any questions?
If the farmers market partner, do they have to show anything they've complied with in the type of fertilizer or anything like that?
I don't think as far as how the food is grown, no. They will need to be able to accept those the cards that we use. And so the state health department will work with our local farmers markets to make sure that if they want to participate, they can get them set up with those. But our benefits are now on a card form. In the past, they were the paper vouchers, and they're much easier to use with the cards. So. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the public hearing beforehand. Sorry for taking up your time.
Yep, no worries.
Blank Scott.
Bid recommendations for independent auditing services number 202111-493. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I've jumped down. Board appointments. We've got Planning and Zoning Board and Senior Citizen Board.
On the planning.
I have.
Plan and zoning is specific to the townships, correct?
Correct.
And so we have two applicants, and both are in those townships?
Yes.
Yeah, they're renewals.
And the expiration, so it'd start 1-1 of 22, and then are they both same terms? So it'd go to 12-31 of 24?
Yep, correct.
Would it be 24?
Yeah.
Is it a four-year term?
Three. In our motion, I guess I can just say.
Except for his is longer.
I think his is perpetual.
Yeah.
Move to appoint Roger Haynes and Doug Fabian to the Plan and Zoning Board, beginning 1-1 of 22 through 12-31 of 2024.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Scott, don't we do it under Statute 64805?
Does it say 4 years?
I thought it's 4 years. Would you look that? Because I think it's four.
Okay. Well, I'll amend my motion to say appoint them to the available. To the proper term starting 1-1 of 22.
Good. Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Senior Citizen Board?
Mm-hmm.
Read a letter from the chairman, his recommendation. Present members that have asked to be reappointed.
So you have a letter.